Hey, just to remind you, in case, you know, you forgot, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. This is Jennifer, and I'm just playing lots of new stuff, as I usually do. You just heard a band from Philadelphia, TVO, with the song Sweet Spot, and that's off their LP, All Aboard the Choo Choo FU. I did not say the full word because I'm thinking about clean airplay, right? Before that, Lame with El Paco del Horror. That's off their new album released on La Vida in June. Before that, a band out of Toronto, Zero Bars. The name of the song, ADS, and that is off the Life in Hell EP cassette released in April. Before that, Body Maintenance, Symphony of Bliss. That is from their... Well, that confused me. That is from their Far From Here LP, released in June on Drunken Sailor, and they're out of Melbourne. And then we started it off with Baraka Face Junta with the song Sista Cultura, and that is off their LP, which was released, or releases next week. So another little sneak peek. They're out of Poland, and they're just so good. Okay, what's next? Last set. Is this a last set? Yes, last set. Eyeball, If She Were Me.
She said she would and want to be. There's a chair in the back.
All right, we've come to the end, my friends. You just heard Zanny Stars out of Cleveland with the song Here We Go Again. That is a release on Just Because Records. Before that, out of Boston, Cigarette Camp with the song Quick Fix from their Slowpoke EP, released in May. Before that, Balloon Thief, Hole in My Head, out of Providence, Rhode Island. That's off their Hole in My Head EP, released in July. And then you heard Metho with the song Lonely Time. They're out of Melbourne, Australia. And that was a July release on Solar Sonar Records. And then I started it off with Eyeball, If She Were Me. That's off their Gull Songs LP, released in May. Now the important things to tell you. Listen to Maximum Rock and Roll at maximumrockandroll.com/radio. Email us at radio@maximumrockandroll.com. If you have music you want to send our way, send either 2 copies of vinyl or 1 copy of CD only and cassette releases to MRRP O Box 3852 Oakland, CA 94609, USA. Donations, do it. MaximumRockandRoll.com/donate. Subscribe and rate us wherever you may find podcasts. Episodes are edited by Brandy with support from Paul. If you're looking for clean versions for AirPlay, you can find those at radio.maximumrockandroll.com, of course. Well, I thank you for joining me. I think I'll be back in October. By then it will be fall. And I have to admit to you, I'm ready. The summer's been pretty unnoteworthy. What makes a noteworthy summer? I'm not too sure, to be quite honest with you. We still got some time, though. Okay, what am I leaving you with? I am going to leave you with a song from Jawbreaker, a classic called Down. And I feel like every year, I don't know what it is, especially this time of year, we lose someone. And a dear friend, mostly from the past, not so much from the present, because what happens as we get older, we lose touch with people. We move away from people, but we lost a person called Chris Staffy from Maine, lived in Boston, was in a band, a punk band called The Marvels, which originated in Portland, Maine. And then when he moved down to Boston, they relocated there. But I'm going to play a song or dedicate this Jawbreaker song to him. I was going to play The Marvels, but I couldn't really find anything other than live stuff, which I certainly could have played. But he was a huge Jawbreaker fan, so I'm going to send this your way. See you later, Staffy. Until next time, everyone, goodbye. We'll be right back.
all breaking down. The fuel is running out. All coming blind, destroyed by too much time. Set down, my head falls down, my hopes falls down. Between my legs, I come unwound. All my freaking dead from fear. You're my concern, I hope you care. You must break out of this old cage. Do it now, this is no longer safe. And all those things you thought you'd be, now that it doesn't come free. Have you seen yourself of late? Then you feel the size of fear. Have you really got no fear? Have you got no more than that? Put foot down. Breaking down, the fuel is running out. Never mind, destroyed by too much sun. Let down, my head falls down, my hope falls down. Between my legs, I come
You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. Since Edwin Drake struck oil in Pennsylvania in 1859, hundreds of thousands of oil and gas wells have been drilled in the state. Many are now so-called orphan wells. Wells that have been unused for decades, but were never properly plugged and capped.
Some of the wells, because of their age, may only have a pipe sticking out of the ground.
Dan Cunahan is at Pennsylvania's Department of Environmental Protection in the Bureau of Oil and Gas Operations. He says orphan wells can leak toxic chemicals into groundwater and emit methane, a potent global warming gas, into the atmosphere. So for decades, the state's been working to plug orphan wells, which involves placing cement at various depths to seal potential leaks. Funding from the federal bipartisan infrastructure law helped accelerate the effort. Over the past 2 years, Pennsylvania plugged more than 300 wells. That's more than they plugged in the entire decade prior. But it's still just a fraction of the orphan wells in the state.
We have documented over 27,000 abandoned and orphan wells that we have information for, we know the location of.
So there's much more work to do to fix the problem in Pennsylvania and beyond. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Indulge yourself in the cultural and folklore traditions of Italy on Il Sole Italiano. Every Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m.
Eravamo ancora fanciulli e ogni sera su quel prato.
Broadcasting.